Hey, good day, everybody. This is Dan Young with Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. In this episode, episode 353, I have an opportunity to do a talk I normally never have an opportunity to do, and that is at the Primrose Retirement Center here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. What a delightful group of people in their very mature years of life. And we had a great conversation, wonderful feedback and questions, and I just really enjoyed it. So I thought I would share that episode with you here in 353 of Total Wellness Radio.
Ready to listen?
I better listen. Look at the room I've got.
I know.
They've got more experience in their pinky than I got in my whole body.
No kidding. This is Dan Young. He and his team have operated the Country Doctor Nutritional Center for 21 years here in Cheyenne. It's on Logan Avenue. He's a second generation practitioner and has helped thousands of people all over the country improve their health naturally with personally, specifically designed nutritional therapy programs. He currently serves over 600 active clients from all over the country. He is the author of this book, The Ultimate Healing System, 18 Steps to Achieve Optimum Health, and is also the co-creator of Practice Blueprint, a mentorship program that helps other natural practitioners develop their own practice. So thank you. Please join me in welcoming Dan Young.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Grateful to be here. I'm as equally excited to be here as I was apprehensive. You understand that? Because excited because I've never spoken to the crowd here before. I've never spoken here before. And apprehensive because, as I mentioned to Tracy just a minute ago, there's probably people here that have more experience in their pinky than I have in my whole body. So, but I'm excited to be here and share with you some things that my family's experienced going back to almost 1974 is when all of this started in our family. And just to give you a frame of reference and to kind of give you some things to have as far as resources to ask me more questions and things like that. Actually, Tracy, how much actual time do I have? Because I'm going to, I want to be respectful of your time.
A craft at 3, okay. So up until then.
Okay.
And the craft is right over in the bistro.
Okay. So typically what I want to do is just spend about 20 minutes or so and just kind of give you that frame of reference and then really dive into what you would like to know. And if you have questions or anything that I share prompts a question, as I mentioned earlier, I'm here to make sure that you get the value and the answers to your questions, not to share with you all the stuff that I'm about. And I can certainly tell a small story, like I said, about my family and how we arrived at doing, you know, naturopathy and herbology and becoming a manufacturer and all these things. And they're exciting to me, but I want to make sure we cover things that are exciting to you, okay? So as I was saying, in 1974, my grandfather had Parkinson's. He shook real bad in his right hand.
Say again.
Put your mask on, please.
And he was not responding to the medication, okay? Medication was called Cinnamon. It's a neurotoxic drug, and it had some pretty nasty side effects. And the side effects were that he would be kind of under the influence of this medication. When he'd come out from under it, he could be agitated and disoriented. And the challenge is that his, you know, he's 6'2", 240, and my grandmother's 5 foot nothing and a 110, and we were afraid, you know, she could get hurt, you know, inadvertently as he comes out from under the influence of this medication. So that went on for about a year, no success. They took him to his primary care physician. This was in Townsend, Montana. And he said, we have this new and wonderful procedure guaranteed that if you get it done, you'll stop shaking. So they said, well, wonderful, sign him up. So they took him in the hospital, they cut the nerves in his wrists, and he quit shaking. Yeah, approved procedure in 1974, right? Symptom suppression supposedly equals health. And the reality of it, hi ladies, welcome.
Hi.
And the reality of it is that He actually went on to, although he stopped shaking, and there's supposedly, to let you know the old saying, well, the patient's dead, but the operation was a success, okay? Well, that's kind of what happened with my grandfather, in that he quit shaking, but then his hand atrophied, and he couldn't use it at all after that. Okay? And so my father became, in a very polite way of saying it, very perturbed. And he started looking and searching into what could we do with traditional care. Not modern medicine, traditional care. What we have today is not traditional, it's modern. It's three generations old, that's it. It's a 110-year track record, okay? And so we want to make sure not be confused by that. And so he started studying, and he found a guy over in Orem, Utah, by the name of John Christopher, Springville, Utah. Has the oldest herbology school in the country. I think it's about 60 years old now. And had people who've traveled from all over the world learn to be herbalists and go back and take it to their communities. And that's what he did. And my dad sought him out and became a master herbalist just for his family. Okay? This was not in the pursuit of developing a business. This was strictly in the pursuit of supporting the health of his family. That's it. So fast forward 9 years, and my grandfather on my dad's side now finds himself in a VA hospital in Oregon. He's on 12 medications. Yeah. And they did his blood work, and they said, oh my gosh, your titers are elevated for infection. The emphysema is on the move. We need to admit you for observation. Keywords, observation. Right? So they kept him. Here, my grandfather used to say things like, you know, I get to go to the VA today. That's like giving my life twice for the same country. You know, and we laughed. Oh, Grandpa, you're so funny. But unfortunately, in his case, it turned out to be true, because knowing that his liver was stressed, knowing that his markers were up, knowing that his toxic overload was overwhelming his system, they kept him on 12 medications, put him in a hospital bed, and nobody observed the fact that he hadn't had a bowel movement in 9 days, and he died from his own liver toxicity. That's what happened to my other grandfather. And each of us in this room, lesser or greater degree, have similar stories to share. That when it comes to modern medicine's ability to save lives, to stitch you up, to, you know, remove carotid tissue, right? To set a bone, right? Hands down, go to him. Or your vet, if he'll do it. But when it comes to the ability to reestablish and restore and repair chronic illness cases, we are ranked dead last of all industrialized countries in the world. And in fact, it just was interesting. I'm going to get a little sidetracked here, but I just read this. My father wrote a book in 2003 called By Appointment Only. I revised it and rewrote it in 2017. Now note the date, 2017. And the preface, the very first paragraph, I forgot that this was in my own book. I did. I got pleasantly reminded of it. I think it's a God thing, right? It's like, oh, there's a message, right? It says, the material in this guidebook is designed to help you acquire a new mindset and skills. And you move on down a couple of lines. It says, I believe based on decades of clinical experience, more than 90% of ill health is thrust upon us by advertising coupled with a lack of knowledge. There is a lot of money to be made in telling sick people or healthy people they're sick. I wrote that in 2017. So anyways, I thought it was kind of weird given the times we're in. So what happened was, fast forward now another 20 years, my father's living in Torrington, Wyoming in 1998, and he's not, you know, he's wanting to retire, living between where all the grandkids were. That was kind of located for him, a central location. And mom says, well, you're too young to retire. You're going to have to do something. He says, okay, well, I'll start a little herbal practice, a little consultancy. I'll start showing people how they can make non-invasive, non-toxic, non-habit-forming tinctures and remedies, and how to eat better and how to position these bodies that God gave us to thrive. Because the ability to do that's built in. It's already in the operating system, right? We don't need to worry about certain things. What we need to do is just work with it properly and it will respond every time. Not maybe not 100%, but it will improve. That's how it's designed. Okay. And so he started that in 98. 99, he moved an office from there to here in Cheyenne. Asked me to join him, and I did, November 1st of 2021. And since then, what's happened for us... Hi, welcome.
Hi.
Hi. What's happened for us has been, at least from my experience, a blessed miracle. To be able to share with and position people to thrive, which was not our intention when we started this journey. Our intention was to do things to help protect ourselves and our family and to preserve good health as long as possible. To preserve good health as long as possible. And so what happened was in 2004 when I took over as clinical practitioner, by way of training, I'm a naturopathic doctor. And what that means, all that means to you is that there's MDs and NDs. An MD is a mean doctor, and an ND is a nice doctor. That you didn't know that? So I got to be careful where I share that information. The point is that we don't believe that you have to be harmed in order to be healed. We don't believe that. And so when I started with him in 2001, by 2004... and starting taking over the clinic for him and using non-invasive approaches to identify stress patterns and put people in the right program specific to their needs, what happened for us, again, as I said, was a blessed miracle in that we currently see about 4,000 visits a year from people all over the country that come right here to Cheyenne to experience what we have to offer. And I will tell you that there's three things that most people are concerned about in natural health. And that is this. Number one, how accessible is it? Number two, how affordable is it? And most importantly, number three, does it get good results? That's what people are really concerned about. Not where's the science, not who's approved it, right? Because unfortunately, we have a lot of evidence these days that that doesn't mean much anymore. So that's kind of the frame of reference of where I come from. We went from 2 people to 10 people. Employed in our office over on Logan, and we do have a manufacturing facility that is governed by the FDA in terms of herbal preparations that we use to help people restore function in a natural, non-invasive way. And we've been, like I said, very blessed to be able to do this and for a lot of years, and I look forward to being... I'd like to do it for another 40 years, and then... I told my kids the other day, my daughter's the office manager. Her first job was cleaning toilets in the building. Then she learned how to put together, case files, right? And then she's 24 years old. She's worked there 9 years. Isn't that great? And so I gave them notice on December 1st of 2021. I gave them my notice. And their eyes got big, and they said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Yeah, I'm giving you notice." Because her husband is learning to be a clinician and take over the practice. And I said, "Here's my notice. December 1st, 2030. Well, you got to give these kids time, right? Got to get their work ethic in place and their understanding and all this other stuff. So,
9 years.
Yeah, so they got 8 years left, right? They're going on 8 years and a few months to get their poop in a group. So I share that with you because I'm very blessed and I'm very appreciative of the story and the background that we come from. But more importantly, I'm interested in sharing what we can cover with you. There's a little piece of history that I want to share with you. Some of you may have heard this before, but I'm going to read it to you. See if this doesn't sound accurate. It says, this is a personal history of medicine. 2000 BC. Here, eat this root. 1000 AD. That root is heathen. Here, say this prayer. 1850 AD. That prayer is superstition. Here, drink this potion. 1940 AD. That potion is snake oil. Here, swallow this pill.
That's right.
Right? 1985 AD, that pill is ineffective. Here, take this antibiotic. 2000 AD, well, that antibiotic is artificial. Here, eat this root.
Back to that.
So that's one of the things I love about history is it tells us what our future will be every time. I hope some of you are history fanatics, right? I mean, just love history, voracious consumption of history, because it will repeat itself, and we're coming back to that. And people are scrambling. They're looking for a better way to take better care of themselves that's affordable, it's accessible, and it gets results in a non-invasive way. And that's what's kind of come full circle. And so that's part of the reason that I'm here. How many of you remember a guy by the name of Jack LaLanne? I knew every lady's hand in this room would go up. I knew it. I knew it. Yeah, he did pass away, unfortunately. Yeah. Jack LaLanne was the very first guy on television. And the television that we had was about from here to here and that wide and heavy as a load of lumber with a screen about that big. And it clicked. Remember? There was three channels. And it was off at midnight after the national anthem played. Right? But there was, and it was black and white. And there was a guy on there. His name was Jack LaLanne. He wore black leotards. Remember that? I know you ladies do. You know. Woo, we remember him. Quite a robust looking guy, right? And Jack LaLanne had a mentor. Jack LaLanne's mentor was a guy by the name of Paul Braggs. Does that name ring a bell with anybody? Braggs, apple cider vinegar. One of the best remedies on the planet. You want to straighten out gut issues, do a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar every day in water. Room temperature. Sip it with your meals. No more heartburn. Gone. You do not have a Prilosec or a Nexium deficiency destroying your gut health. Yes, please, go ahead.
Isn't that terrible for your teeth?
The no.
Acid in it?
No. Not a bit. Because you've diluted it in a glass of water and you sip it with your food. Yeah. Well, Paul Braggs was one of the leading naturopaths in the world. And what happened was, from a historical perspective, is that Paul Braggs, he died surfing in his late 70s with his 18-year-old girlfriend. The gal that used to be Ellie Mae Clampett on the Beverly Hillbillies. Right? Well, her boyfriend was Paul Braggs. He was in his 70s. Turn of the century, he won 3 or 4 gold medals in swimming. And he crashed surfing. And they said the injury didn't kill him, and he would have swam out of it, out of the reef. But it knocked him out, and he drowned. The injury didn't kill him. He drowned. He didn't come to, so he could swim out of it. I think he was 76 or 78, something like that. Anyways, natural health and wellness has an amazing history, but one of the things that we, from a historical perspective, no one in here has ever been taught is why do we have a pharmaceutical model of healthcare? Why do we have that as a model of healthcare? Okay? Because it's not really healthcare, it's disease management. Let's call it what it is. It's not healthcare, it's disease management. That's what it is. We're not going to correct or position you to restore your health from diabetes type 2, but we'll help you manage it. Here's your insulin, right? So the philosophy that got instilled in this country came about in 1910. Here's why. In 1895, chiropractic came to our shores, right? D.D. Palmer brought us chiropractic. And in 1895, in 1905 is when Benedict Lust brought us naturopathy and started doing schools. Well, between the two, the AMA was losing ground rapidly because people were coming to naturopaths and chiropractors in droves. You could go into a chiropractic office in 1910 in a wheelchair, they'd adjust you and you'd walk out. That's how powerful of a healing modality it was for some people. Okay? And so what happened was the Carnegie Foundation commissioned a guy by the name of Abraham Flexner in 1910 to travel North America to the 155 schools teaching anything to do with medical. And they said, look, because he wasn't a doctor, by the way, he was a teacher, book writer, educator. Traveled these 155 schools and evaluated their curriculum. And if their curriculum did not align with what the AMA said it was supposed to look like, you lost your accreditation, funding, or both. Did you know that?
Yes.
You knew that?
Yes.
Tragic.
In 1910, there was an election, and I wasn't alive, but they had to vote on which type of medicine they wanted. And I'm a herbalist right now. I'm a certified herbalist.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, was right.
Wow.
Because I don't take drugs.
Good for you. So let me repeat this for everybody else. She shared that in 1910, there was actually an election that had to take place to vote on what type of care we were going to have. Not the best.
I think they offered three, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, there was more than just the...
Yeah.
There was three different approaches.
Allopathic.
Allopathic
is two.
Yeah.
I don't know what the other one was.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So what happened was, by virtue of the ability to wipe out competition in the marketplace, is why we have a pharmaceutically driven, drug, toxic, side effect laden approach to healthcare. Excuse me, disease management. That's why. And that happened in 1910. And so they stripped their accreditation or their ability to have funding. So there's only two ways to have the tallest building in town, okay? Very simple. Work on your own building or tear everyone else's down. That's the truth, and that's what happened to us. But we don't know our own history. Because we don't know our history, it's going to repeat itself. And we're going through the throes of that transition in a big way right now, which is tragic. So that being said, I just wanted to give you kind of a frame of reference. I've already spoken for 20 minutes, and I hopefully I've said something that's meaningful, but I certainly, anytime you have questions or you want me to clarify something, please, by all means, do so, because this is your get-together. I want this to be valuable for you, but I think it's important that you have a proper, truth-based frame of reference as to why we have what we have, and worse yet, why we don't have what we should have. Which is a society filled with healthy people, if they were positioned to thrive properly. Did you wave at me? Thought you asked. You were about to ask a question.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm seeing things.
Thanks anyway.
So.
Does anyone have any questions? Like about the certification or?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a statement. Now I forget it. I'll think of it again.
You'll think of it? She's got a statement, I'll repeat it for you, dear. So when it comes to you, just let me know. So let me give you some basics. These are tried and true, and you interrupt me at any moment, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Let me give you some tried and true basics of health and bodily performance that are as true today as they were in the last 6,000 years of recorded history, okay? Number one. How many bowel movements are you having every day? Now, Paul Bragg said 5 was optimal daily. 1 first thing in the morning, 1 after every meal, and 1 before bed. Okay? I've got people that come to my office who are lucky if they have 1 a week and wonder why they feel terrible. Wonder why they've been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and chronic fatigue syndrome and all of these name it and blame it approaches to dysfunction, which does not stand up at all on any level. Never has, does not currently, nor will it in the future. 2 to 3 bowel movements a day is critical for basic maintenance of health. And there are non-invasive ways that you can approach that to achieve it, okay? Don't need enemas and all this other stuff. Milk of magnesia, right? Stuff like that. Number 2, your energy on a daily basis is a pretty good indicator of how the body's performing. Also, how well you sleep is a good indicator of how well your body can perform. Here's my favorite, one of my favorites. Do you experience on a regular basis any gas, bloating, nausea, or heartburn? And if you do, these are very simple signals your body's giving you that there's some kind of barrier between the body's ability to perform and utilize the fuel, food. And by the way, food is the only thing that has the genuine replacement parts that's going to position your body to thrive. There's nothing else on the planet. Herbs will do it. Food does it. Okay? Good water, good air, good rest, movement. Right? These are what make up a healthy lifestyle. There's never been in the history of our existence a known recommendation that a pharmaceutical drug will ever restore or build or repair function ever in the human body. In fact, here's some years ago, Sally Fields, the actress, was doing a drug ad for Boniva. Anybody remember that? Boniva for osteoporosis. Take it once a month. Those ads went on the TV. They were on television everywhere. And then all of a sudden, overnight, gone. Why? Because it was destroying people's health and there was some really nasty side effects. She was paid a good amount of money to go on there and try and convince the American people that taking Boniva was the way to solve osteoporosis. How many of you ever heard of a guy by the name of Bernard Jensen?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he wrote books. He was my educator.
He was your educator?
Yes.
Yeah, he was one of mine as well. So that's what are the odds? Right? We got, 10, 15 people, whatever is here, which, that we'd have two of us in the same room that knew Jensen.
Yep.
Knew of him, yes.
And Anne has even just moved here fairly recently from California.
Yeah, she's an herbalist.
Yeah, I know. She didn't even learn in Wyoming. I don't know where you were trained, but I didn't think it was Wyoming. I figured you were trained out in California. But you were trained by the same person. That's really interesting.
Yeah, Dr. Jensen wrote over 60 books.
Oh, yeah.
He was the recognized father of iridology.
I'm an iridologist.
Are you an iridologist? Wow. So is my dad. Yeah, looking at the eye. So let me explain this. Dr. Jensen proved that you could take a photograph of the eye, blow it up to about this big, and then put an overlay on it, and you can track all the nerve pathways in the human body to every organ system. He could tell you, he didn't have to meet you. He could take a picture, do that overlay of all the nerve endings, because they all end in the ears too, by the way, and they end in the feet and they end in the hands. In the hands, it's called zonal therapy. Ears is auricular therapy. And in the feet, it's called reflexology. Okay? But his was the focus was the eyes. He could tell you what your health has looked like the last 10 years, symptom-wise. Where the dysfunction is, where the inflammation is in the body, if you ever broke a bone and where, he could tell you pretty much what your health condition is right now, just in this moment, what it's like. But most importantly, he could share with you if you don't make the changes necessary to your habits for your health, what your health's going to look like over the next 10 years, potentially. And he was extremely accurate with it. His daughter, Charlotte Jensen, I think she's I want to say either 89 or 90. Still travels the country with his big traveling library at all the different health conventions. And she's got to be in her, if she's not 90, she's pushing it. Yeah. And just amazing. A lot of act, very, very, you know, posture's good, skin looks beautiful, very, very active, real cognitive functions. I mean, it's just amazing. But he wrote books on, like, how to correct rheumatoid arthritis in 6 weeks. How to correct heart disease in 8 weeks. And there were little books this big. But every library in a natural health practitioner's office has Jensen books. We do a Nutrition 101 class, takes about an hour, and every stitch of the information that's in there is based on Dr. Jensen's work. In his lifetime, he saw over 400,000 patients worldwide in his lifetime. He actually was a PhD in nutrition. He was a chiropractor, a naturopath, and an iridologist. I don't know of very many people that had the credentials and the experience, the credibility that Dr. Jensen had. There's been some, Dr. Royal Lee and Dr. Royal Rife, you may have heard that term. I keep referencing this lady because she knows some of this stuff. And again, the only thing new in this world is the history you've never heard about yet. That's the only, it's true. Truman said that during his presidency. The only thing new in this world is the history you haven't read about yet. So if you want to know some real truth and or how history is going to repeat itself, get into history, become a lover of history, and Dr. Jensen's one of those. It's a great resource. If you wake up every day with sinus drainage, congestion, or phlegm, you're consuming something your body wishes you'd knock it off. Now, it may not only be food, but it's always food. It always goes back to the food and food quality. You had a question, I'm sorry.
I do. How much can, like, following your regimen, your diet, the natural way, offset genetic issues?
Beautiful question. Thank you. Do I need to repeat her question?
Yes.
I will.
Yes.
How much does genetics play a role in responding to this, a natural approach to getting your health back? How much does genetics play a role? Great question. I want to say 15 years ago, 16 years ago, there was a thing called the Genome Project. I see some heads nodding. Okay, the Genome Project. So what did that prove? It proved that in the cell of the human body, there's the DNA, and that little strand is 5 feet long in a spiral-looking staircase. 5 feet long in the cell. Your code, the way God made you, okay, is in them. Here's what they discovered after the Genome Project in relationship to health and answering your question. That roughly 30% of the ill health that you experience in your lifetime has to do with your genetics. Between some, and it's varied. Some literature says 5%, others say as much as 30%, okay? It's around maybe in the 20%, I don't know, okay? Never exceeds 30%. No study says that, okay? Here's why. Genetics loads the gun, but our habits pull the trigger. Stress, diet, lifestyle, movement, okay, toxicities, things of this nature, that's what pulls the trigger on it, and here's how they proved it. One of the ways. They studied identical twins. Same genes. One developed obesity and type 2 diabetes. The other didn't. How come? Same genes. So they investigated, and that's when they realized that one of the twins had a tragic lifestyle of eating crap. You know what crap is? It's an acronym. Stands for carbohydrates, refined, sugar, artificial, and processed. He had a crap diet. In America, it's a standard American diet is abbreviated as SAD. So he had a crappy, sad diet.
What does SAD stand for?
Standard American diet. Oh. Yeah. So does genetics play a role? Yes. Does it play as big a role as we are led to believe? Never in a million years. Here's why. Because the disease management system does not have a built-in approach to identify what's causing headaches, insomnia, hormonal imbalances, chronic infections, obesity. They don't have in their system a built-in approach that tells you what the cause is. They can tell you anything you want to know about migraines, insomnia, and you know, all this. They can tell you anything you want to know about it except how to fix it. Here, take the drug. Okay? And here's why. It's a terrible business model to have a lot of healthy people running around. It's a tragic business model. Yeah. Sick people build multi-million dollar extensions on hospitals. Yeah. Healthy ones don't.
That's right.
That's right. Healthy ones don't. I've been in the same office for 20 years. And we just keep positioning people to thrive and send them out the door. Then they bring their family and their kids. I'm working on second generation stuff in our office. It's amazing. It's amazing. And how many of you here actually ever heard of me before today? See, I thought I was more popular than this.
I have.
Had you? Are you trying to make me feel better?
No. If I say Reverend Ware, Bob and Pauline Ware.
Name is vaguely familiar, but I'll bet that was in about 90.
He was a pastor.
Yes. That was about the time my dad was still in practice, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's been a while. Been a while. But thank you. You make me feel better. So, what does this all mean? There's some things that we can do. There's some things that we can take responsibility for. There are some, it's simple. Like the number one thing I do with every client, every time, regardless of what they, this is such a great resource. Food logs. A food log. A food diary. Okay? So we provide the paper, and they provide the information, and bring it back to me. And we do food logs. Now, many people are leery about doing food logs. Because they think, oh my gosh, he's going to beat me up over that cheeseburger I like to have every Saturday night. And there's two things about food logs that empower you. I don't care what your age is. It empowers you. Because when you look at that food log, there's two things we're looking for. Number one, what's missing that could be nutritious? Not so much what's there. What's missing? Dr. Jensen said 6 vegetables, 2 fruits, 1 starch, and 1 protein every day. If you want to fulfill some more protein with seeds and nuts and eggs, and if you don't have a sensitivity, be my guest. But it was the 80-20 rule, right? Remember?
Yes.
80-20 rule.
Yes.
That's where we start. A simple basic that he used with 400,000 people worldwide. If it's good enough for him, it's good enough for us. Food log, what's missing? And then the other thing is when you identify what shouldn't be there, you gradually over time eliminate it. Give you a story. Had a client come in 2 weeks ago. She's been with me for 3 years. And I just think she's a great, and she loves what we do, but she hasn't achieved her weight goals and she hurts all the time. And I said, you know, you've been with me a long time. Now, give you a frame of reference. It takes 3 to 6 months to get stable. It takes 1 to 3 years to get well. Well, she's not even stable yet. And I'm concerned. And I've mentioned it to her on more than one occasion. Here's what she said. She just burst into emotion. She says, I'm horrendously addicted to food. That's a true thing. There's things on the label you can't even pronounce. There's not food in there. There's chemicals in there. So she's horrendously addicted to food. And I said, well, let's start food logs again. Oh, I've done that before and it doesn't work. I said, well, let's do it this way. You do me 2 weeks worth of food logs and I'll sit down and see just two things. Number one, what's missing? And number two, what's there that we wish wasn't? And we'll go to work on 2%, just 2% of eliminating the things that need to go away. She goes, you don't understand. I eat a loaf of bread every day. By the way, bread's the worst thing on the planet you can eat, ever.
Right.
Rolls and scones. Did you know there's more sugar in a muffin than there is a donut? There is. So I said, let's go to work on this. If you're eating a loaf of bread a day, there's, I don't know how many slices, I don't eat bread, so I don't know how many slices. Let's just say there's 20. Let's just, for round numbers. Let's say there's 20 slices, that's probably too much. 10. There's 10 slices of bread and a loaf, slices of loaf of bread. Could, and how many are you eating? She goes, well, I eat usually at least two or three slices every meal. That's three times a day. And then I might have a piece of almond butter toast at night. Okay, great. Could you, for 1 week, do three pieces at breakfast, three at lunch, two at supper, and one at bedtime? Yes, I could. Well, let's start there. 2% improvement. Now, but get this. If you commit to 2% improvement every week for 25 weeks, how much improvement in your diet have you achieved? 50%. See, most people try that they sabotage themselves. Well, I can't do it. I can't do his program, so I just won't do it. Because they think they got to start at perfection. That's like saying a baby right out of the womb, okay, drive the car. It's not practical. It doesn't work, right? By the way, a baby walks when it walks, and then it talks when it talks, and it drives when it drives, okay? And some of that is different. Same with getting your diets on point and making different choices. It might take 6 months. So what? You'll feel better. You'll perform better. You'll sleep better. You might, byproduct is lose a little bit of weight. Cognitive function, mental clarity, focus, concentration, decision-making, energy, emotions. Everything benefits by that one thing. Everything benefits. And we just happen to have about 2,000 of those types of resources that we give to people. Everyone needs something different. Right? So we got to be flexible enough to give you the two or three that you got to work on and two or three you got to work, right? And it's no secret. It's just no secret. It takes time, patience, and effort. That's all.
Willpower.
Willpower means that's, it's not willpower. Commitment. Yes or no? I'm going to do this. Am I going to do it? Okay. At what degree am I going to do it? 2%? Okay. I'll do 2%. Right? And then be patient. Because it takes time to get the results. Nothing great happens overnight. Nothing great happens overnight. I'm a 20-year overnight success. 20-year overnight success. Right? And now we're very blessed to help other practitioners across the country do the same in their communities. Manufacture our own product line. 70 different locations across the country that have our products. And it was just to take care of our family. That's how all that started, was to take care of us. Is my diet perfect? Nope. But I'm 90 to 95% compliant and consistent daily. Consistency trumps perfection every time. So you find one or two things that make sense that you can consistently do, not perfectly, consistently, and let the healing power that God gave you do the rest over time. Does that make sense? Yeah. And anybody, regardless of where they're at or what their concerns are with their health, can start with that and go somewhere. That's the truth. Yeah. Which is usually towards better health. I'm feeling better. Hey, I've got better range of motion, less aches and pains. I'm sleeping, right? Whatever. These are all subtle indicators that you're doing the right thing for your body. So, it is exactly 2:45, and again, I want to be, that went by fast.
Yeah, it did.
I want to be very respectful of your time, so if there's, unless, go ahead. More questions.
It's illegal to diagnose and prescribe if you're not a doctor.
Correct.
So, I talk, okay, I wrote it down, but in
the, and I'll repeat it, go ahead.
I talk the seven body systems and recommend food and herbal products for that system. And I go by the word MURDERINC.
Show me the word.
Murder Incorporated.
So I'm going to repeat most of that.
That's it. You know, murder would be muscular system.
Yeah.
U would be urinary system.
Uh-huh.
Want me to keep going?
Please.
D, you are R is for respiratory, R is two.
Okay.
Respiratory. D is digestive, E is endocrine.
Uh-huh.
And R is the other R. Which I can't remember right now. One's respiratory and the other one's...
Reproductive?
Yes.
Yeah. Good job. You nailed it.
So, if I recommend, if I show them that and have them, the customer, decide which system they need to work on because they're the one that's sick.
And they're the best doctor.
Yeah.
And they're the best doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so awesome.
That's it.
Thank you. So, her comment was... about, unless you're a medical doctor, you can't diagnose or prescribe, right? So what we do is we evaluate and educate.
Yeah.
We have people, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I taught for three cities, Fremont, Union City, and Truckee. I taught there for three cities.
Wow. Yeah. When were you there?
What?
When? What?
Well, just 5-10 years ago.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll have to chat more.
Now I'm here.
Yeah. Well, we'll chat more. Any last questions? And I'll wrap it up. Yes, dear.
You address allergies in any way?
We address... oh, thank you so much. You can give them these too. And then I'll announce this that we're leaving behind for everybody. I have all kinds of people who have come to me over the years who have been told they have allergies. Yes. And... we have a 90% success rate in all cases we accept, but we don't accept all cases. Well, we have a screening process. I mean, I might not be a good match for you. You might not be a good match for me. One of the things I made a conscious commitment to 20 years ago, I said, Lord, do not send anybody through that door that I can't help. So I'm convinced that if you walk through the door, I can help you. But sometimes that means I have a resource for you to go somewhere else. So I'm still helping. That's just my personal, that's my commitment, okay? This is the book I referenced. I'm leaving one here for your library. Help yourself. My gift to you, thank you so much for your attention and your great questions. And it's a joyful obligation to be able to be here and share this with you today. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you have any more pamphlets?
Well, everybody, that's going to do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you have an organization here in Cheyenne that you would love to have us come and share some of our experience, strength, and hope regarding natural health and wellness, please, by all means, feel welcome to reach out to me at 307-631-5300. That's 307-631-5300. By text message is best. Identify yourself to me and your organization, and we'll get in touch with you, and we'll bring messages similar to this one to your location. Thanks again, as always, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio, making us a part of your day. Have a wonderful and blessed day.